2015, an elite DFS Army Commando unit formed to bring high-level DFS strategy to the masses. Today, hated by DFS sharks and lineup sellers alike, they continue their quest to turn Joe into DFS pro.
Hello everybody, welcome to your DFS Army Daily Dispatch, brought to you by DFSArmy.com. My name is PV Aaron, and this is your special Daily Dispatch covering kickers. I would like to start by apologizing for not having a pod out last week. I somehow completely forgot that I had to do that. It's been a crazy couple weeks at work. Things are starting to settle down again, so I'm back, ready to go, ready to cover everything, and I hope you're ready to talk kickers. As you can tell, once again, I am running solo with Keith having NBA going full steam. I have a feeling I'm going to finish out the rest of the season going solo potted, and that's okay, because I always have enjoyed playing with myself, and that's a little playing with myself humor. Anyway, so on to the review. We're going to try to make this pod a little quicker than normal. Not necessarily normal. Get this pod back to the normal length of about 15 to 20 minutes. It is only talking kickers, so shouldn't take us too long. We will do a quick recap. Last week we had some successes, we had some misses. If you were in Slack, you would have found out that Santos was one of my favorite plays. And if you were in Slack, you would have had lots of Santos. And you would have had one of the highest scoring kickers of the slate. Technically, he tied for the highest at 15. So, again, if you're not a part of the DFS Army and you're not in our VIP Slack chat, keep listening. A little bit later, we're going to tell you how to join. We're going to give you a promo code to save some money. And by saving that money, you're going to get so much access. It's not even funny. Last week we had the great call out of Murray. Cannot think of L. Murray. Don't know why I can't think of his first name. I'm terrible with names. Anyways, that was a call out in Slack. Would have netted you about 80 points if you would have played it. So if you're not in Slack, get in Slack. Join the DFS Army. Become a VIP. More on that a little bit later. So we're going to do a quick little bit more review. Santos 15, Lambeau 13, Sturgis 11, and Lutz at 12. Those were all on my list. Those were all the kickers who did best. I had some 9s, 7s, and 5s. Bailey and Suckup both hitting the bottom of the barrel at 5. Overall, I'm not too upset. I, of course, leave McManus off my list. It seems like I leave McManus off my list every time he goes for 11-plus points. And every time I put him on my list, he goes for like 8 or 9. It just seems to be the way it goes. Janikowski had another 12-point game. He's on bye this week. If you read my article, you'll see that I have not taken Janikowski off my fade list, but I have put him off of my fade list, in a way. So I'm going to start watching him a little closer, but he's still a hit-or-miss kicker. Oakland still moves the ball really well. And then there were some other successes, kickers that we normally don't look at. Prater had a really good game at 15. And he's somebody who's kind of always in the mix, but doesn't always make the list because, again, he can be quite volatile. But he's somebody you should always think about before you go. If you don't want to go with somebody on my list, he's somebody, if he's not on my list, you could probably look at and be okay with. So just like normal, I'm going to go GPP, then I'm going to go cash, then I'm going to go cash plus. So for this week, I actually have a lot of GPP. I don't have a lot that I feel comfortable with to cash or cash plus, but I do have a lot of GPP. I'm going to go with one of the more pricey kickers, one of the more reliable kickers of years past. We're going to go with Gostkowski as one of my favorite GPP plus plays. Gostkowski has had a weird season. He's normally been good, for 10 points. Last season, you could write Gostkowski in for 10 points every time you rostered him, and that's why you paid $5,100 for him. This season, not so much. Even with Brady back, New England has been playing a different style, I think, this year than they have last year. But I do like that New England is going to face Seattle. And Seattle being a good defense could help slow down some of this crazy go-at-it New England team that we've had. So with that said, Gostkowski does make a solid GPP play. He could go off and get you those 15, 20 points you really want in a GPP. I do think he's probably closer to a 10 to 15. I wrote that my if I were to put a betting line on it, I'd say 10 to 13 points is what he's going to get. But I think for $5,100 and almost being assured of 13 points, he's worth the roster spot. Again, nothing in football is 100%, so we always want to hedge some. But Gostkowski is my favorite GPP, GPP plus play for the slate. So that takes us over to cash, and we have some great cash options. We have Bryant, we have McManus, who I just said anytime I put him on my list doesn't do as well. He does get the matchup boost of New Orleans, though. And then we have, who else did I have on there? There it is, Novak. Novak I do have as cash plus on my list, but I do want to clarify that the game, the Vegas line has flipped. It went from Houston being a slight favorite to now being a underdog. Leave it. Sorry, my dog decided squeaky toy time was right now. Hey. So, Novak has kind of gone from a cash plus down to a cash. I like Novak at 4,500. Even though the line has moved, the movement hasn't been crazy. We're looking at a... it went from 1 point favorite... It went from a 1 point favorite in Houston's favor to a 2 point favorite in Jacksonville's favor. And I think a lot of people are on this already, but I don't think this takes Novak out of the play. It's not like Jacksonville is set to dominate. Novak should be in the game for at least the first three quarters, they don't fall too far behind. As long as Jacksonville's offense continues to turn the ball over, Houston's defense could keep them in the game for the entire four quarters, and that makes Novak playable up until the very end. I like the option of him having some long distance kicks near the end of the half or the end of the game, even though he's not necessarily a kicker from distance that we normally would target. That doesn't mean he can't. He's just not needed to do that very much. Houston's offense has been... Who would have thought that putting in a solid one quarterback with Hopkins would be such a disaster when last year Hopkins carried six different quarterbacks? I never would have saw it coming. I don't think anybody in Houston saw it coming. I don't think Brock Osweiler saw it coming. I don't think God saw it coming. I just don't think it was seen. So with that said, I do like that they should struggle to move the ball. I like Novak. I will say this also. I like Novak better if Lamar Miller is playing at least 80%. If he's hurt, that takes away the run game, and I think that makes Houston so one-sided that they're not even going to be able to move the ball at all on Jacksonville, making Novak even lower quality. So there is some things to watch there. Didn't necessarily cover him in the write-up. Remember, I start my write-ups normally around Monday, Tuesday, so some of these things are too question mark to even try to concept them into, which is why we bring you the podcast later in the week so I can recover some of these plays. So that's going to take us over to our cash plus. But before we get to that cash plus play, I am going to give you guys all a second to learn about how you can join the DFS Army and become a VIP member of the DFS Army, where you're going to get Slack access and access to all of the great calls, plus tips, tricks, and everything else. So we'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to the DFS Army Podcast. Join the DFS Army today and gain access to our private Slack chat, where you can chat with real DFS pros and coaches, as well as other DFS Army members with winning track records. Also included in your membership is access to our premium articles, DFS Army weighted projections for every sport we offer, from NFL to MMA, weekly player picks and cheat sheets, the strategy vault of timeless concepts, and the DFS Army Domination Station, a truly state-of-the-art lineup optimizer offering your personal projections or ours. The DFS Army membership is the best value across the industry. Join today using the coupon code podcast on DFSArmy.com to unlock 20% off your monthly subscription and get 2 free ebooks, as well as the secrets to unlocking a new level to your game.
All right, welcome back to the Kicker Pod edition of Daily Dispatch. I know I'm talking a little fast here. I don't know what's going on. I am just kind of psyched up. I had a really rough week last week with, again, I forgot the pod. I forgot a whole lot of stuff. I tried to rush my lineup building. It was a bad week overall. This week I got back into my ritual. I got back into my pattern. I listened to my podcast. I did my driving to New Mexico. I live in Texas, but I live in El Paso on the border. I have to drive to New Mexico to play FanDuel. This is how much I love kickers. I drive 45 minutes to build lineups just so I can play kickers on FanDuel. So I'm back in my pattern, so I think I'm just a little psyched up, a little intense. If we were on TV right now, I'd probably be doing cartwheels for you. And if you saw me, you'd realize why that would be funny. Anyways, on to our Cash Plus Play of the Week. This is actually one of the guys I have focused most of my lineups on. Vincent Arey's on bye, so we don't have to worry about him being my go-to play. You guys actually get a different play. But my Cash Plus Play for this week is Lambeau. Lambeau is playing with San Diego, who has been an amazing team this year. They really have been at moving the ball. They've taken some really solid losses, but they've found themselves nicely. They lost Woodhead, and Gordon has stepped up and been a great running back for them. He had some early turnover issues. He still has a little bit of a turnover issue, but he's been playing super solid. They've lost wide receiver after wide receiver after wide receiver after wide receiver. They lost Antonio Gates. It's just one of these where everybody steps up. And that's why I kind of like Lambeau, is because he's stepped up with everybody else. He doesn't have anything kicked over 50 yards yet, actually. And if you know me, you know I love my distance kickers. Distance is where I tend to focus most of my picks on, because they don't need as many kicks to bring me great value. 250-yard kicks is 10 points, and everything else on that is bonus. So Lambeau is not one of these kickers. So this is kind of one of the reasons why I'm all over him. In a different way, and one of the reasons I wanted to bring him up. But San Diego has been moving the ball extremely well. I am a little worried that the motion did not pass the selection to keep San Diego, or to get the stadium built for San Diego. So there might be some distraction from the players, but honestly, I can't imagine that really interfering. Just kind of something I thought about earlier on when I saw that it failed in one of the articles I was reading. But Lambeau has been a volume kicker, at least, and he's been getting enough volume that he's able to hit those 11, 12, 13, 14, 15-point weeks. He doesn't usually have the upside of 18, 19, and 20, again, because he doesn't kick from distance. Those 20-point scores, if you look at what they did, usually have some 50-yarders in them. He can kick from 40, so at least we do have some distance. 4 points is better than 3 points. But he is a volume kicker, and he should have plenty of chance to kick the ball. He's going against a Miami defense. He's going against them at home. Miami is susceptible to the run. That makes Gordon a great play. I actually have Gordon Lambeau stacked in my cash. I think Gordon's going to get me plenty of running yards, one or two touchdowns. And then Lambeau's going to finish off some of those drives that do stall out, since San Diego is down to roughly two wide receivers that we knew about at the start of the year. And then, of course, Gates is back and Hunter might be back, and that might have some, that might open up some more of the air, giving them two tight ends to target and some two tight end sets. But I think Lambeau's going to get the volume here. I don't think San Diego is going to be out of the game at any point. And anytime San Diego is not out of the game, they're in play. Or at least Lambeau's in play. So I think he's going to get you the volume you need. And I think he's going to be a smart, solid, safe play. And only $4,700. So we don't have to pay for that top dollar kicker like we often do. And I do really like him. So, apparently because I'm Speed Racer talking today, I am going to cover one more GPP pick for you. And that is a Rams kicker, Zuerlein. And I want to talk about him because he's one of these kickers who I don't actually always love having a roster spot for him. Back when he first started kicking and I first started DFS, Zuerlein was one of my go-to kickers because the man was solid. He could kick from 60. He could kick from 50. He could kick from 40. But he's not been that same player again. But I do really like that we're going to have this through the air. The way you beat New York is the New York Jets is the deep ball, and that's not something the Rams excel at. They have managed to do it. And the other way that you can beat them is the dump pass to the running back, which Gurley has been getting much more involved in. So I really think this is going to be a game where the Rams are able to move the ball, but just like they almost always seem to do, I do have a feeling it's going to be a game where the Rams struggle to get that end zone score. And one of the reasons I wanted to bring him up and talk to him is because this is one of those times where you can get the kicker defense stacked, and it really has that correlation chance of paying off. There's a chance the New York Jets will be starting their third quarterback of the season. And nobody apparently has any faith in him at all for the Jets organization. Listening to my podcasts already, nobody has any faith on him from a DFS perspective. So I really like the idea if he goes, if the third, and I don't even know his name, that's how little I care about him. So I do like the idea that the Rams are going to be able to feast. They're a very solid defensive unit when they want to be. It's like a light switch turns on and off. And see what they just did to Carolina. See what they do to some of the other teams they play. They're able to shut down. So this is a great spot to stack both Zuerlein and the defense. And that's why I wanted to kind of bring it to you, give you a chance to see it for the way I enjoy it. He's also $4,600. Rams are super cheap in defense. If you're playing cash, odds are you're trying to fit DJ in your lineup. You're trying to fit, there's so many studs. Evans is in play. You know, Alshon Jeffrey's in play. You're trying to fit Gordon in your lineup. You're trying to fit, you know, all of these other high-priced guys. So we need to find value. And Zuerlein would be a great way for you to get some GPP value, even possibly, always know Zuerlein comes with risk, but you could even technically cash him at $4,600. I don't see the Rams getting, I don't see Zuerlein getting less than 8, so he's not going to kill you in cash. He's not going to thrill you, but he's not going to kill you. And that's really one of the things we look for when we're looking for our kickers. So I hope you enjoyed your I hope you enjoyed your DFS Daily Dispatch brought to you by DFSArmy.com with PV Aaron, who is apparently smoking crack today. I'm telling you, man, I'm psyched for this week. I hope you're psyched for this week. We're week 10. We're running out of weeks. We're almost to my favorite Thanksgiving week. It's a great week for football. So I hope that you are as excited as I am, and we will catch you next week where I will not forget you. I promise I will not forget you ever again. Hopefully you have yourselves a great rest of your day, and we will see you soon. And hopefully in Slack if you're not in Slack already.